William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Wrong Highlander, Highland Brides by Lindsay Sands, performed by Gary Furlong. Chapter 1. Conran heard his brother Rory approaching before he ever spoke. The man had no idea how to move quietly. He stomped through the woods, snapping branches underfoot like it was his task in life to scare away all wildlife. He'd be murder on a hunt, Conran thought, which was why he and his other brothers never took him with them when they went on one. Not that Rory would be interested in accompanying them anyway. He was the odd man out in the family, a healer rather than a warrior. Although, to be fair, he had been working out in the practice field of late, building up his strength and skills, he admitted to himself, as Rory finally stumbled out into the clearing and greeted him with a question. "How did you do?" Conran turned from his saddlebag and stepped back to reveal the way it bulged. "I found loads of snapdragon, catnip, willow, feverfew, and celadine poppy for you. Almost too much for me bag." "Celadine poppy?" Rory echoed and shook his head with a smile. "Look at ye. You're even learning the right kinds of weeds I need." Conran grimaced and turned back to continue trying to close his overfull saddlebag. "Aye, well, I've accompanied you on enough of your calls to heal others that I've picked up a thing or two." "Aye, you have," Rory agreed, crossing the clearing to join him. "More than I expected. You always seem to ken what I'll need ere I ask for it when you accompany me to visit the ill and ailing. You're something unnatural at healing, brother." Conran shook his head with amusement. "Dougal said the same thing about me and his horses, and Neil said it about his sheep and wool. The truth is, I'm just good at helping out my brothers. It's made me a jack of all trades." "You're selling yourself short, Connie," Rory said solemnly.